In Queensland, the cows are dying and the people are getting Ross River fever, some of the aftershocks of the state's floods. An insect-borne disease has now killed more cattle than the floods, and public health authorities are fighting a spike in human insect-borne diseases. Meanwhile, the multi-million dollar clean-up operation continues. Annie Guest reports.
From drought-parched to flood-drenched, the transformation has caused $1 billion worth of damage in Queensland. The head of the Recovery Task Force, Ian Jennings, is worried about residents in Mackay.
The problem is the homes, they're a construction site. We've got to get people out of their homes. There's safety issues with wires and all that sort of thing, so it's best to get them out. A lot of them will want to stay, they've got nowhere to go.
While repairs are underway in flood-damaged areas from the north to the south of the state, public health authorities are battling a different front.
When there's lots of water and it's able to pool around for some days, then that provides ideal breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
Dr. Christine Selvey is the Senior Director of Communicable Diseases at Queensland Health. She says mosquitoes have brought Barmah virus and Ross River fever to flood-affected areas.
The numbers that we've seen so far this year for Ross River are certainly quite a bit higher than we saw in the very dry year that we had last year in the southeast.
Local councils are busy spraying potential mosquito breeding sites to stem the spread of the illnesses. For Queensland's farmers, the floods have been a mixed blessing. Crops and grass are flourishing on previously drought-declared land, but cattle are dying in their hundreds. Alan Guilfoyle is a vet based in the central Queensland town of Claremont. He says 600 cattle have died from bovine ephemeral fever, or three-day sickness, in recent weeks. It's carried by insects such as midges.
Initially, the animal goes down with quite a high temperature, but this only lasts for about 12 hours, hence the name of ephemeral fever. The beast then experienced something very similar to what is very severe human flu, aches and pains, and particularly in the big animals, because of their muscle mass, they find it very difficult to stand.
The beast can cramp up, dehydrate in the sun, bloat and die. The disease has cost cattle producers hundreds of thousands of dollars. There is a vaccine, but many graziers believe it's too expensive and impractical. Alan Guilfoyle says when they've taken that stance, there's little that can be done.
Sit and wait and hope and pray. And then maybe it is a good time to sit down and look at the actual dollar value of losing cattle opposed to the actual dollar value of having to vaccinate.
Queensland's chief vet Ron Glanville says bovine ephemeral fever should come as no surprise to producers. Wet weather brings the disease in smaller numbers to Queensland and New South Wales every year.
Annie Guest reporting from Brisbane.